So on the next is P, S for pattern. And now here's something from your sphere again, hatch, or for protest, or for prêt-à-porter.
Patch, protest, pitch-a-pitch-a-pitch-a-pitch-a, and the first was?
Pattern.
Pattern, pattern.
Take your time.
Well, we can just, let's take prêt-à-porter.
Okay.
So, let's do P, like in prêt-à-porter. I think it's fascinating that when we speak about fashion, we almost all of us imagine prêt-à-porter, we're sort of ready to wear, as the current and almost only existing mode that fashion operates in. Fashion that is in the store, hanging on the hanger, and we can just go in and shop it. And now, of course, you know, the similar thing, but you do it online. You sit at night, you have low blood sugar, and you just click on the sales without too much attention, perhaps, span. I mean, exactly, you haven't even touched the materials, and you haven't tried it on, but you still buy it. So prêt-à-porter has become the sort of the default mode of consumerism that is an extremely narrow interface by which we engage with commodities. And now it's even narrower because we shop it just by the look of it. And also in the way that we could engage with the objects that we meet in the world and that we actually are going to wear and be with. You know, we miss out all the other ways of exchanging, sewing, of crafting, of meeting the tailor, of borrowing. There's so many other ways of being and exchanging and acquiring and playing with clothes that are beyond prêt-à-porter. So when we say there's a sort of a crisis in the fashion industry, we are talking about a crisis in the current mode of prêt-à-porter consumerism that has been under the umbrella of sort of what we call fast fashion. And I think that we really just need to open up more of the interfaces by which we could engage with clothes and much richer, meaningful ways of being with clothes than this mode that has been extremely successful, prêt-à-porter mode, ready-to-wear mode that we have engaged with over the last generation, you would almost say. So I think when reinventing the ways we're going to be with clothes that's going to be sustainable and more just and more environmentally, you know, friendly and also more enriching and meaningful, we definitely need to widen the perspective beyond the prêt-à-porter and ready-to-wear mode of being with fashion.